This is Twit.
So give us the 30,000-foot view. If I'm reaching for Chomper, what am I trying to solve?
So Chomper is an internet blocker for Linux. So you can define a file which has a set of websites which you either want to whitelist or blacklist. And then at the command line, you just enter in a simple command, chomper, the name of your rule. So say I'm doing coding, I say chomper, coding, and then under my coding profile, I'll have written down, say, Stack Overflow, GitHub, and maybe Wikipedia if I need to use that. And then I'll define a set amount of time for which I want these websites other than those ones to be blocked. So how it sort of works fundamentally in terms of programming architecture is that when you call Chomper, it will generate a transparent proxy. It will route all traffic through this computer, through your computer, through this proxy, which is on your own computer. And then the proxy will be able to observe all traffic at the URL level and be able to allow or deny web traffic based off the URL.
And actually, we have a great question already from the audience, from our online audience. Emily Strange asks, isn't this just some sort of advanced version of the host file? And I already know the answer to that, but why don't you go ahead and describe the answer?
Yeah, so before, I've had the idea of creating Chomper for about a year, but I had no idea how to make it. Because what I did before is I had a different program, which I would call pre-commit. And this program was just a simple Python script, which would modify the host file. So the host file allows you to circumvent your ISP's domain name server lookup. And So you're able to redirect, say, Facebook to 0.0.0.0, which will not resolve and effectively blocks that website. But what you can't do with a host file is you can't set a set of websites to allow, and then you can't create a whitelist with the host file. And you also can't block websites at the level of a URL. So a good example here is I want to be able to, say, purchase things on Amazon.com, but I don't want to be able to watch videos on Amazon.com. So since all videos on Amazon.com have a standard URL structure, you could designate all of those as being blocked and allow everything else. And that could be really useful in some situations.
So you created this out of your own, scratching your own itch. How effective do you think it's been to be able to have this technology available to you?
So it's not a panacea. Like, if you are deeply depressed, hate your life, and can't get yourself to work, having Chomper on hand will not, like, suddenly get you to work. But what it is useful for a large set of people is that, you know, we kind of don't have total control over ourselves sometimes in how we interact with certain internet websites. And that's something I notice about myself. Like, I want to take a break. I go to Reddit, and I'm spending a lot more time there than I ever wanted to. So I find it quite useful, especially since when I'm working on my dissertation, I end up having to do a lot of work that's not very fun, that is quite boring, and I have a very limited set of websites that I actually need to access, and I just need to buckle down and do that work. So if I set Chomper on for, say, the next 30 or 45 minutes, the idea is to have a program that creates an environment such that I have no option to do anything but work. And I found it to be quite useful for that purpose.